Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sarcasticast, the only radio show hosted by the world's two biggest sarcastic a-holes.
It ain't a radio show, sweetheart, it's a podcast. Now pour me some scotch.
From the crossroads of my crotch, which are my legs, into the ears of America. Here we are. It's another fantastic sarcastic gas. Here we are. Just for fun, not only are we, you know, podcasting as usual, but we're also on this crazy website, Blog Talk Radio. My name
I'm
is...
so aroused right now.
Oh, yeah. There's Rob. There he is. My name is Eddie, and we invite you to call into the show if you want to say hello to us. Well, what a great show! Possibly,
oh yeah.
Possibly we'll have author Dr. Chris Barr join the show to talk about diseases and illnesses and cures, but he's very unreliable, so don't count on
it. I'm super excited about that, especially the diseases and potential cures, because I have a couple STDs.
I kind of hope that he talks more about the cures than the diseases, because in today's world, you know, we hear about diseases more than we hear about the cures. Come on, people. Maybe if these doctors talked about the cures more instead of the diseases, we'd have, somebody cured of something. Crying out loud.
All right. You spin the Russian roulette wheel of venereal diseases, and you have to get one. Which one are you going to pick? And which one would be the last on your list?
Ooh.
Oh, except for like AIDS, you know, like one of the ones that's not going to kill you, but your dick will be on fire for 3 weeks.
So I have to spin a wheel, and then it lands on a venereal disease, or do I get to pick?
Well, you spin the wheel, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, this is the one. This is the one that I want it to land on, but I really don't want it land on this one.
Let's see. I guess I'd probably want it to land on gonorrhea.
Oh my god!
Why is that a bad one? Should I not have picked that one?
It's a pretty bad one.
What happens in gonorrhea?
Don't know.
I mean, isn't that pretty easy to cure? Don't you just take like an antibiotic? But they do say that our antibiotics are less and less useful because they're being overused.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons why I refuse to take antibiotics unless it's like absolutely necessary. A lot of people, because I live close to the border, will go over the border to Mexico and get antibiotics.
Grab a Z-Pak.
And just take them like they're, M&Ms. It's like, fucking idiot. You're going to get like a real disease. They're going to give you antibiotics and you're going to die.
Yeah. I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous.
What does Jenny McCarthy have to say about this?
She's saying, yeah, don't get the vaccine. I don't know. I guess I'd go with gonorrhea because I'm pretty sure you can just take some antibiotics for that and be good. Let's spin the wheel for you. The wheel.
God damn it!
What happens with that one?
All I know is that the way they figure out like which one you have is they shove a Q-tip up the fucking, you know, up your piss hole.
Well,
look out the fucking piss hole for a while with that Q-tip and pull it out and send whatever off culture to the lab.
You might be onto something here because I just looked up syphilis in a private browser and it says that syphilis can be cured and it's a very common STD and it is spread through vaginal, anal, and oral sex. And it usually causes sores on your genitalia and they're usually painless, but they can easily spread.
One of the more innocuous, like symptoms wise, one seems to be like herpes, but that shit's for life, right?
Yeah, you don't want that one. I think that's one of the no-nos. You don't want that because you're stuck with that forever.
Actually, I'll tell you what I want. I want papillomavirus, which is basically genital warts, which sounds really gross, but it's asymptomatic in males, so you don't even have any symptoms. And you just give it to a bunch of chicks, and they die from ovarian cancer. That's all.
Well, that's not, I mean, as long as it's not you dying, I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Then it's just fine. I mean, who cares, right?
Because God loves men and hates women. It's obvious.
I mean, if there's anything I've learned from this presidential election, that's for sure. Right? I think everything that guy Trump says is just true.
Clearly.
Yeah, supposedly. Allegedly. So, yeah, we are streaming live on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I don't really want to dwell on this too much, but I kind of wanted to just check the directory to see if we're in here and broadcasting on this damn thing. And I don't know. I'm not seeing us in the directory, but I haven't looked too hard. I don't even know how you find people on here. This is ridiculous.
Start fingering your prick a little bit. That way you can look while you're hard.
Maybe that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we're in the wrong category. I don't even know. This whole thing is dumb. So if you don't know what Blog Talk Radio is, it's where a bunch of losers pretend like they have radio shows. So I...
bunch of assholes.
I think we can like bunch of, it says that we're on in the comedy thing. I'm gonna try tuning into our show here and see see if it's working, making sure that we're broadcasting.
Try to call in.
Yeah, if you are listening though, I don't know if this says how many people are listening or whatever, but give us a call. You see the number.
Calling in soon on the show.
Sure,
Eddie.
Broadcasting. Oh, here we are.
Try to call in.
Yeah. If you are listening, though, I don't know if this says how many people are listening or whatever, but
we're going to get a feedback loop soon.
Give us a call. You see the number.
Calling in soon on the show.
Sure,
Eddie.
Broadcasting. Oh, here we are.
Try to call in.
Yeah. If you are listening, though, I don't know if this says how many people are listening
time
or
warp.
Whatever, but we're going to get a feedback loop soon. Give us a call. You see the number.
Calling in soon on the show. Sure. Eddie.
You know, we could just do like 10 minutes of show and just keep repeating it over and over again. And nobody would ever know.
It starts like looping in on itself, though. Like, I think we might break the space-time continuum if we let it go on for too long.
Right. I think we need to be a little bit careful of that. Well, lots to talk about here on the Sarcasticast. Why don't we get to some of that in just a little bit? You have anything you want to tease coming up in the show?
Eddie and I might just talk about our first sexual experiences, not with a family member.
Then what are we going to talk about?
I have no idea.
Well, my first sexual experience involved the harmonica from the Blues Traveler.
John Popper.
It's the sarcastic.
Aptly named John Popper.
Yes. Yes. First time sexual experiences. Okay. You want to talk about this?
Sure.
Okay. Well,
do you want me to go first?
I'm scared.
Gentle. It's my first time.
Sure. Go ahead.
Let's see. I was 15 or 16 years old, and it was kind of that time where the internet was like becoming a place to meet people. Mm-hmm. And you'd go to these AIM fucking messaging things, and you remember doing the /S/L thing?
Yeah.
Age, sex, and location. And I met this chick who is in North Glen, which was probably a suburb that was like, I don't know.
So you went in like a chat room on AOL, like a like one of those local chat rooms. I remember they had a whole bunch of different topics. And
yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, like a local chat.
Okay.
And she lived like 20, 30 minutes away. And we talked about getting together, and she at one point said, "Why don't you come over for sex?" And I was like, "Sounds good to me." And she had like, and you know, as time would go on, I would find out that this is something that women would continue to do. But she had a profile picture of herself, like playing volleyball with the school team, that she looked really cute in. But, you know, we had like a half day at school. And so in the morning, I'm like, okay, this is the day that I'm going to go do it. I go drive out to her house and she opens the door and I'm like, ew, she's not very attractive. She's yeah. willing to fuck me, so
yeah. I mean, I don't think you can pass that up at that point.
No,
I had a similar experience, not for my first time, but I the same thing happened to me where I met a chick in one of those online AOL chat rooms, and she happened to be, oddly enough, in Thornton, which was kind of funny. And I ended up going there, and she was not that attractive at all. But nothing happened between her and I, but. You took it one step further than I did, and I commend you for it.
Yeah, and funnily enough, like, it was so awkward and weird because, I don't know, it was our first time and whatever, but, like, neither one of us took our shirts off.
Yeah!
So weird.
That's how I still have, that's how I make love to this day. Why is that a problem?
It's a question for the ages.
Right. I thought everyone's supposed to keep their shirt and socks on or no service.
What? You don't do that?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was awkward because it was your first time or whatever, but I mean, were her parents around or anything like that to make it even more awkward?
No, we were the only ones there and we did it. And I'm like, well, got to go to school. So went to school and started high-fiving my friends, telling them I just banged a really hot chick.
Yeah. Yeah, you always have to say it was a hot chick, even if it wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how
and
it works.
A lot of guys didn't even believe me, which sucked.
Whatever, you did not.
Like, fuck you, I did.
I remember my first time was when it was after a night of I think we had a couple of drinks and we were hanging out at our mutual friend Jason's house, an old ex-girlfriend and I, and you know, toward the end of the night, Jason completely passed out and
typical.
He was just passed out on the floor snoring his ass off, and her and I were still up. We were up even like for a few hours after him, and then we both got tired. It came time to go to bed, so we got under the covers, and then, you know, for whatever reason, we both got naked, and she's like, "You can have me if you want," and then, you know, I
didn't say it like that.
Yeah, you can have. And this girl
I didn't know your fucking friend Drescher.
Yeah. And this girl was one of those girls that got around. Like, she told me about all of her past experiences and her being so jealous because her and I hadn't done anything yet. But, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was a little bit intimidated by that because she's like, had already been with a couple of guys and I hadn't been in with any chicks at that point. So, anyways, I threw the condom on and, did the deed and, yeah, it was probably not that good for either of us.
Is this somebody that I knew back in the day?
Her name was Melissa. I think she came to our old show.
Yeah, I think I might know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, I guess you could go worse for your first time, I guess. It was all right.
If you had a rate on a scale of 1 to 10, the best that you were ever with and the worst that you were ever with, what are your high and low numbers there?
Ooh. I don't know. Man,
the best that I was ever with was a chick that lived up in the mountains of Colorado, and I drove all the way out there. We had a great time. We really hit it off. And the first time I actually met her, we fucked in my truck. And she was like... She was like on her way to being a personal trainer. She had her certifications and everything, but we were like 17 or 18 at the time. So you had that going for you too. I mean, 17-year-old blonde chick who's a personal trainer. Damn, that was good.
Wow, that is good.
I'd say she was an 8 or 9. You know, she's really pretty. Not to say I haven't fucked a 3 or 4 in my time.
All right. So you drove all the way to Colorado just for this chick from where you live now?
No. This was back when I was like 17 years old. So I lived in Colorado, but she lived in the mountains. So, I mean, it was golden. So, I mean, it was like a 45-minute drive to get out there.
Well, that's a pretty good experience. Would you keep in contact with that chick?
Yeah, I'm not sure why we never saw each other again.
Oh, man. You think you'd keep going back to that well?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me. I might have been gay.
What the hell?
Just came back to my suburb and started hanging out with you.
Yep.
Do have very pretty lips, Eddie.
Oh, well, thank you. Just as my lips put that entire personal trainer to shame for any of the listeners out there.
Hard-pressed to think of my worst, though. What about you?
I think the worst for me was when I banged a virgin because she just kind of laid there. She wasn't that nervous or anything, but she just was kind of like, you know, not moving around. And plus,
there's nothing worse than that, is there?
Yeah. Plus, she had like didn't shave.
Oh.
But then, like,
that's foul.
But she didn't. She was clean and all, but nah, you know. But still, it's not my thing. But I got down there, and even though, you know, definitely not my thing, I still went for it because you have to.
Oh yeah, you're in at that point.
Right. What are you gonna do? You can't walk away from that. It's sex.
Slide her panties off. You start going down on you. Ew!
And then I remember when it was done, she said, "That was a lot less awkward than I thought it was going to be." I was like, oh, for you. All right.
It was awful.
What about for you?
Well, it wasn't so much like the worst sexual experience that I had because... Yeah, if I had to chalk that one up to something like that, I'd say that, I've definitely had that experience where a chick just kind of was a dead fish in bed. But if we're still on that 1 to 10 scale. Yeah, I've banged some fatties.
Well, I mean, were these fatties just not good in bed or?
No, they were fine. A lot better than the skinny girl that was prettier that just laid there.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it really matters about size. If size does not correlate to how good someone is in bed, I don't think.
No, if anything, there's sort of an inverse relationship to it because fat girls try.
I've heard that before, and I've also heard they're better at going downtown because I don't know the reasoning behind that, but I've heard that before. I don't know if it's true.
There was another time that I met somebody, I guess online or something like that. I don't really remember. I was in college at the time, and it was another one of these fucking situations where I get to her apartment and find out that she's really not that good looking. Actually, we met at like Dave and Buster's or something, but we went back to her apartment and she blew me for like 45 minutes, but it just wasn't happening.
The poor girl.
Yeah. And then like afterwards, that was it. Like, I don't remember, but she seemed content with just blowing me. And after a while I was like, you can stop. Like, this is getting awkward for both of us. And I don't remember if I slept there for a while or it was so late at that point that I just took off. But I remember I drove to work that morning and was, you know, feeling pretty good about the fact that I went and got a blowjob from some rando.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's not too terrible.
But actually, it turned really awkward because I never called her again. And like next semester, we were both in the same like linguistics class or some shit like that. And I saw her across the room. I was like, oh, shit, it's that chick. I don't think she stayed in the class either. I think she saw me and was like, fuck this, I'm dropping the class.
Oof. Well, hey, you still got your D wet. So there you go.
That's all that matters. That's all I ever wanted.
That's all that matters in life, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters, apparently. Well, so SarcasticCast, follow us on Twitter. You can do that. You can find us, SarcasticCast. And come say hello to us. Do it. Do it. Sarcasticast. Yeah, so it is, you know, football season, and a lot of teams are playing football. Back to all of them. And you know, I a lot of bars in kind of where I live, and I guess just in general, they will always promote how many TVs they have. It's like our bar. Or our bar restaurant, our Buffalo Wild Wings, has 87 TVs. So come here. And it's just like, how many fucking TVs can you watch? I only have two eyes. And I, you know, like, at what point do these TVs have a diminishing return because they're so goddamn distracting? You keep seeing them in your peripheral vision.
Yeah, even like in a Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that. I think four or five TVs, you know, big ones. That's all you really need, right?
Yeah. No, they're like, we have 75 TVs. Oh, good for you.
I mean, you want to have enough variety of the games that pretty much anybody can see one of the bigger games. But, I mean, really, you're going to have a lot of locals who want to see the local game, right? So, I think five or six TVs, you'd be good. Really? Do you see like fucking signs or something with 80 TVs?
Well, I mean, 80 is an exaggeration, but it's been like 25 TVs or, you know.
So you're full of shit. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just like how many TVs. Is that really a selling point for your establishment too, is your TVs? It's not the product you're actually giving out.
Oh, yeah. Don't pay any attention to the food.
Isn't that a red flag? Hey, we have the worst cheeseburger in town, but hey, we got 89 TVs.
There's a Mexican in the back plucking his pubes out and putting it on your kale salad. We've got 45 TVs. He has syphilis.
Our manager just banged one of the cocktail waitresses on top of the lettuce bin, but we got 36 TVs. 36.
Oh, my God. That's not blue cheese.
It's the most rare of blue cheese. And, yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, tapioca pudding.
So, I don't know.
Speaking of NFL and football, we almost had to push back the show because the Broncos are playing like right now.
Yeah, as we record in this episode. Yeah, they aren't playing right now, aren't they?
What a bitch.
Them damn Broncos.
My God, what the fuck happened last week?
Yeah, that was an abysmal game, wasn't it? And I was actually at that game.
Home.
Yeah, and I was there.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, and they played terribly because they were starting
like
with Lynch.
You were in the stadium or what?
Yeah, yeah. I had.
You jinxed the team.
I know. Now I can't go to any more games.
The one fucking game that you go to, they lose horribly.
What about those superstitious sports fans? that think like, oh, I have to wear this certain shirt for this certain away game or this certain home game.
Oh no, you know, like I like to think of myself as a fairly smart person, but you know, I was up in Arizona last week, and you can take a ferry across the river onto like an Indian reservation that's right across the state line in California, where they have a casino. And I'm sitting there playing the slots, and I noticed that like sometimes if I take my time a little bit between pressing the button to spin the reels, that I'll win. So I start getting superstitious about it. I won't hit the button right away. I'll wait like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and then hit the fucking button. I mean, when it comes to gambling, I've got such god-awful luck as it is. I've got to adopt some kind of superstitions. I mean, there's something that's got to help me.
Well, I don't know. Are you superstitious at all?
Really? You know, like when I was a kid, I think I had like a little bit of OCD where I didn't want to step on cracks and shit, but yeah. I was never really super superstitious.
Yeah, I never have been either. I just feel like the logic of any situation kind of takes me out of that super bullshit. I guess I just feel like I'm too logical of a person, which I'm not saying that's better than anybody else, because maybe when you are superstitious, you live in a fantasy land that's better than the one I live in. I don't know. But it's a fantasy land.
Which makes me think a little bit, and brace yourself, people. Robin Eddie might be taking a turn for the serious here. But you and I think in a lot of ways, think a lot alike. We're pretty logical, somewhat intelligent. And I don't know. You tell me your feelings on religion in general, without like dissing anybody. But are you super religious?
No, not at all. I would consider myself to be atheist.
Yeah, me too. But what's kind of interesting about that is we're alike in so many ways, but where we diverge is politics.
In what way? How so?
You're more left. I'm more right.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it kind of I consider, I guess I'm more left on social issues, more right on fiscal.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
I'd say I'm that way too, because I wouldn't fit the conservative mold, because I really don't care about gay marriage. I think they should legalize pot. I think they should legalize all kinds of drugs and gambling and shit like that. But fiscally, I'm definitely conservative, and I guess that kind of outweighs the rest of it, so that I would sort of rather see – I'd rather see Johnson, I guess, than anybody, but I'd rather see Trump than Hillary. And I think that's where you and I kind of split, because I don't think you'd want to see Trump in there at all.
Well, I don't think Trump wants to be in there at all. I think
really?
I think the whole thing kind of spiraled out of control. Like it was a publicity stunt that he's trying to get out of by saying ridiculous shit. And he, you know, it's starting to work though. He's starting to go down on the polls, but I really don't feel like he wants to be president. But that's just my wild theory. Who knows?
I don't think good things are going to happen for us if Hillary gets in.
No, I mean, like they're both ridiculous. I hate both of them, to be honest. I don't want either of them in. I can identify with what people say are the negative points of both candidates.
I don't hate Trump, and I think despite all his weird faults, he would actually be sort of a breath of fresh air into the office, being somebody who's not a politician and somebody who's like business oriented. It could be a complete shit show. Don't get me wrong. You know, like, but it's also sort of that thing where people give a lot more credit to the president than really needs to be. Like, you know, you fucking stub your toe, you blame it on the president. It's like, he doesn't have as much power as people really think he does.
Well, I stubbed my toe this morning and said, thanks, Obama.
God damn it, Obama.
But Trumpy, I see your argument about saying getting a business guy in there that's not a politician, because I think that would be really cool. But my only problem with that idea in relation to Trump is that he's a failed businessman, and he grew his business off of his daddy's money, which is not the American dream, quote unquote. And there are a lot of entrepreneurs who have started out from nothing that I think would be way better presidents, and who have not filed for bankruptcy and lost $900 million in 1 year. So I don't know.
But those guys aren't running for president. You know, despite his failures, and whether you want to say that he got it all on his dad's money or what, I mean, yeah, he had that initial loan, but yeah, I don't think you'd be hard pressed to say that he doesn't have some sort of a business acumen that is a lot better than mine. I mean, hey, he's maybe had successes and failures along the way, but that motherfucker has more money than I'll earn in a lifetime. So
does he really? Do we know that for
something about how it works?
We don't really know that for sure though, because he hasn't released his tax returns. What is he really worth? We don't know. We don't know. He could be on food stamps.
I don't know. You know what I always thought was funny was, you know, my old man was like a huge Rush Limbaugh fan. I skew towards the conservative, but even when he would sit there and tell me all these things, he'd say, well, the liberal media wants you to think this. The liberal media wants you to think that. And he would come back and say, well, Rush Limbaugh says this and that. I'm like, how do you know he's not equally as full of shit as all the other things that you're listening to?
I know.
That song.
From the Excellence in Broadcasting Center. Yeah,
golden microphone. Flamethrower.
I can see what your old man's saying about the liberal media. I think all media is manipulated at corporations, though, from both sides. But mostly, I think that the corporations want to align with the conservative party more so than the liberals because they're big business. So that's where I lose them there.
The whole thing doesn't make much sense to me either. If there was anybody, I mean, you say that you're fiscally conservative. So, like, in general, it's a good idea, less government. But who are some of the biggest supporters of liberals? Actors. Actors who have a dickload of money. It's like, if you had all that money, don't you think you might want to hang on to as much of it as you could? Just give it all away?
That is a really good point. I have thought of that before too, but I think there's like what those actors don't want to admit, and I think a rich person knows how to get away with it. Look, these guys hire these top dollar accountant fucking loophole, and that, you know, the common man can't afford or have access to even. So that's not even on their radar. So they're sitting pretty with getting most of their paycheck, I'm sure, while at the same time fighting for social issues because they're artsy-fartsy fucks.
Yeah, and they'll get a lot more fans and stuff if they take up a cause.
Yeah.
You know who pissed me off? Emma Watson.
What did she do?
She's just one of these chicks that I thought was really hot that I fell in love with, you know, as a kid. Harry Potter movies, and she turned it out to be one of these really annoying feminists.
Did she really? A feminazi?
You have Rush Limbaugh music.
And now she's a feminazi. Her nappy head at home.
That bitch.
Did she really? She turned out to be what kind of a, when you say annoying feminist, like what is she out there doing?
Oh, she takes up all the causes. I mean, she's a feminist. She's against any of those things per se, but and just fucking annoying. One of those people, you know?
Right.
One of those people that you would expect, you know, hey, if you want to decry the violations that people are doing when they're growing veal, you know, like baby cows and shit that are locked in a fucking box for their life, that's one thing. But I think she'd be one of those assholes on the streets of New York throwing paint on people's fur coats.
Yeah, and that's just disrespectful.
What an asshole.
We're already accusing
Emma,
her.
Emma, if you're listening to this, I still love you.
And we love you to be sarcasticdicks at gmail.com. That's not a red flag email address for your publicist. See? Emma Watson must be here. But the dog recognize it. I think, okay, you know what this is actually? Okay, so as I'm sitting in my apartment as we do the show, it's actually a topic I wanted to talk about on the show.
We
UPS delivery. I swear to God, they know when I am unavailable, and they come to my door every single time when I am not available. However, when I'm not doing anything, they don't ever knock. If I'm like in my underwear and you know, watching TV, and I don't want to answer the door like that because I'm not an asshole, so I have to run and grab something to throw on real quick. I don't know about you or if you care, but I live in see me in the hall. It's a little more public. This always happens to me. And right now, as we're doing the show, I have a package out right outside my door, I'm sure, or I missed one and it's going back to the distribution center. I'm going to pick it up tomorrow.
Eddie will be there on a Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's always in the middle of the day.
Masturbating to tranny porn, and all of a sudden the goddamn UPS guy will show up and he's got to run to the bathroom, like hit the fucking toilet paper roll, so like 15 feet of toilet paper rolls out, rips it off, makes a little tent over his dick, answers the door, come dripping down his leg, and he just, the UPS guy, the stink guy, and says, "What the fuck do you want?"
Just like Rush Limbaugh does.
That's your pleasure.
Oh, thank you. I need it right now, immediately. Oh, open the box.
Is that confirmed? Does Rush Limbaugh watch tranny porn?
Folks, I was perusing the internet and I came across something that the liberals have been hiding for decades from the conservatives. Talking about chicks with dicks. That's right. They're keeping them to themselves. How could it be gay if it's a chick? Coming up right after this.
I heard somebody say that it can't be chicks with dicks. It's got to be dudes with boobs. Because there's no such thing as chicks with dicks.
Oh, you're right.
It's only a dude with boobs. And that's how you have to look at it, because chicks with dicks almost sounds like it's okay if you fuck them. But a dude with boobs, like, that makes fag.
Dudes with boobs or chicks with dicks. I'm going to feel myself up during this commercial break and tell you which one I am. Ugh. Rush. You know, I think everybody on Vlog Talk Radio thinks of the Rush Limbaugh.
Is it wrong that I have an erection right now?
Yes. It's the follow us on Twitter. Just make sure you do it, because if you don't, you are no good. SarcasticCast on Twitter. We love you if you follow us. We have all the best followers, the greatest followers, as Donald Trump would say, probably. What else is going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, my God. before I walked into the studio here, I had to get up early from work and go to the fucking chiropractor before I came and did the show.
Well, just for fun or what?
No, I've got a really fucked up back.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. What happened?
I don't know. I try to trace it back to like when it all started. And I think back when I was in high school, I used to like, I got really into lifting. And believe it or not, there was a certain point where I'd get on that leg press machine and I'd leg press like 1,000 pounds.
What?
Yeah,
1,000 pounds?
Fucking nuts.
1,000 pounds.
It was way too much. I should not have been doing it. It's fucking stupid.
1 ton.
Yeah. No, a ton.
Oh, a ton is 2,000?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Positive.
Oh.
HIV positive. But, you know, I remember, like, to my back at some point, and it was one of these things where it wouldn't hurt while I was walking around, but if I was transitioning from, like, getting into or out of my truck, my back would just fuck. And since then till 15 years later, which is now, I've had problems, but as of like 6 months ago, it started getting really bad.
Mm.
I remember I was, for work, I was riding ATVs and I had to get one of my buddies, like I'd lay down on the ground and I'd just have him like back so that it would crack just so I would get some kind of relief. So that I could work for the rest of the night. Otherwise, like, I'd be a mess.
Man.
So, for the past 3 months or something like that, I've been which has had sort of results, but I just have to think back to when I started doing it, how fucking horrific my back was. Because right now, it still hurts, but it's a lot better than it was.
Mm. And Dr. Chris Barr helped you out, huh?
Doc sucking son of a bitch won't give me any opiates, so
yeah.
I had to go to the chiropractor.
Wow. Man, the back issues sound pretty debilitating. I've never really had them, but I think most people eventually, right? I think we all disintegrate into some sort of a hunched over, you know, troll eventually in our lives.
Yeah, you know, it makes me wonder, like, what was the worst, I mean, back problem, but what was like the worst injury that you ever got?
When I was in a car accident, like maybe 4 years ago or so, I was rear-ended by someone on the highway when I was at a then I got like really bad whiplash. And I had this giant lump in my shoulder for like a year, so I had to go to physical therapy twice a week, and it really worked. Like I was just icing it for like 3 months, and eventually I was like, "Fuck this, this is not working." So then I decided to go to the physical therapy, but yeah, they did a lot of cool shit, and it turned out like just doing stretches mostly helped out, but they also hooked me up to a machine that kind of like sent electrodes through the muscle to relax it. But it was a good experience. It was kind of cool actually to learn how all that works, even though I was injured.
Yeah. No, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
I remember there was a time when seeing this chick, and I might have talked about this, so I'll keep it short, but we agreed that we weren't going to have kids. Jump cut to her trying to suck me off in a parking lot, going in fucking without a condom, her coming back a few weeks later telling me she's pregnant, and at that point I have to deal with it, you know, like I'm going back and forth with her saying, you said we weren't going to have a kid, go get an abortion. I don't want to get an abortion.
Get it.
But
I don't want
during that time get it. I was like, I was hanging out with one of my friends, and he's like, I'm drunk. And he's like, you know what makes me feel better when I'm down? I'm like, no. It's like punching walls. I'm like, sounds great to me. start punching a fucking wall while I'm drunk. Unfortunately for me, I wasn't punching drywall. I was punching a fucking I-beam.
Oh my God.
So I fucking just crushed my knuckle.
Oh my God.
Like, it was disintegrated. They took x-rays. It was completely fucked up. They had to open my hand up, rebuild it, put me in a cast. There were pins involved, all that shit.
Where's Dr. Chris Barr? Are you?
Fucking asshole. And so after a while, I got to that rehab point, and I didn't want to actually go to rehab, but it was one of these things where you put all your fingers straight out, and I'd try to raise my pinky, which was the knuckle that got broken, and I couldn't do it. Like, you'd try to raise it, go up like a quarter of an inch, and I was like, fuck, this isn't good. So all I did was, like, wrap a rubber band around my wrist and then put the rubber band on my pinky so that it would sort of stretch it.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, after a few weeks of doing that, sort of my own makeshift retarded fucking physical therapy, I can raise the pinky on my right hand further than I can on my left.
Yeah, there you go. These doctors are full of shit.
Fucking quack.
But I have to ask you this, though. The weirdest or one of the most shameful parts of going to the doctor is when you have an injury and they ask you what happened. Did you actually tell your doctor what happened?
I did. But I lied to my dad. I didn't want him to know what happened. So I told him that I closed my hand in the door of my car.
That's a good cover.
And at a certain point, like, I don't remember what was going on, but I got the idea that he was going to talk to the doctor. And I think I was like 17 or 18.
Oh, no, your doctor was actually there with him?
No. No, he was on his own somewhere else, like, but I just had the idea that
you got pretty lucky though.
Call
like,
him.
So if you're only like, so your doc or your dad didn't insist on going into the examination room with him, or with you.
Oh, maybe that was it. Maybe it was that he was going to take me in to get surgery, and I thought the doctor was going to like somehow let it slip what actually happened. So I was like, I saw the writing on the wall, and I was like, I have to come clean to my dad.
Yeah.
And I told him that I was lying and it was a whole thing. And like, well, stop lying to me, dickhead.
Yeah. And it's really not that big of a deal to lie over, but it's one of those things when you're 17 or 18, you're like freaking out in your head. It becomes this big inflated thing. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. I didn't want him to know that I knocked some chick up. So that was the big thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But he probably would have been proud of you to get an abortion.
Especially when he knew what girl we were talking about, because that's not one to procreate with. It was something that we were talking about earlier. She was pulling up the rear on that 1 to 10 scale.
Woo! Yikes. Well, see, we've dodged so many bullets. It's amazing that a lot of people get out of their youthful years alive. A lot don't, though. There's a lot of casualties that go down with kids. With disgusting, ugly chicks. So I don't know, you know, but then when older people tell you, like, you know, don't be fucking around with these hoes and doing stupid things, you don't really, it doesn't really register with you.
Yeah.
You kind
like
of have to go
Ryan
through it.
Tharp. He had his hips crushed by a fat chick that was fucking him in his 1992 green Subaru Outback.
And the backseat was filled with groceries, I'm sure.
He was wearing a pair of Birkenstocks at the time.
Well, anything else to get to on the Sarcasticast before I wrap it up? Do you have anything else?
Go Broncos.
Ah, okay. There we go. Go Broncos.
And if my uncle's listening, I'll suck your dick later, okay?
Sarcasticast. Follow us on Twitter if you haven't done that yet. We are Sarcasticast on Twitter. Tell your friends about the show if you are listening. There are a few of you out there, and we rely on the word of mouth because, I mean, there's like at least five of you out there. Let's go with that. I'm being conservative. Not really. But there are at least five. So if you tell a friend and then your friend tells a friend, you
and
know.
They tell two friends and they tell two friends.
Yeah. So help us spread the word. Let's make this bitch go viral. All right. See you next time.